Hello and welcome to the broadcast. This is a ministry of North Hartford Baptist Church in Jarrettsville, Maryland. Visit us online at northhartford.org.
This week is section 7 of A Gospel Primer. Again, this book is by Milton Vincent, and it's a really good devotional book to keep on your nightstand. Very short sections that are rich with substance and full of biblical cross-references that can help you in times of prayer. Section 7 is sufficiency in the gospel. The gospel serves as the means or the vehicle, right? That's what the means is. The gospel serves as the means by which God daily constructs me or makes me into what He wants me to be. And also serves as the channel through which He gives me my inheritance every day of my Christian life. You know, from Acts 20, verse 32, I commend you to the message of His grace, which is the gospel, which is continually able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Hence, it could be said that the gospel contains all that I need for life and godliness. That's from 2 Peter 1, 3. His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. Back up in the main paragraph, it is for this reason that God tells me to be steadfastly entrenched in the gospel at all times. Never allow myself to be moved from there. Colossians 1:23, continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. The gospel is our anchor. And back up in the main paragraph, the last sentence, the mere fact that God tells me to stay inside the gospel at all times must mean that He intends to supply all of my needs as long as I am abiding in that place of luxury, spiritual luxury. And there's two final cross references. One's from Colossians 2. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. In verse 9, for in Him, in Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in Him you have been made complete. In 2 Peter 1, 3, again, His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. The sufficiency of the gospel to strengthen us in the faith, to grow us in the faith, to conform us to the likeness of Christ. This is God's goal in Christian living, to conform us in heart, mind, words, attitude, actions, habits, hobbies, all the nooks and crannies of life, to conform us to the image of Christ. And the power, the means, the vehicle, the channel through which He does that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We wouldn't try to go a day without eating, drinking, breathing, sleeping, the things we need for life and growth and health. And we shouldn't go a day without beholding the gospel by faith and looking to God through the lens of Jesus Christ. This will be our anchor throughout all the trials of life.